Hello everyone, very welcome to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 1, Episode 21, 1996. The title of today's episode reads, Induction of Senescence in Cancer Cells by a Novel Combination of Cucurbitacin B and Vidinone. Well, do you know what senescence is? This is a natural phenomenon defining limited dividing capacity of normal cells. Our normal somatic cells divide only a limited number of times and then enter a permanent state of growth arrest called replicative or cellular senescence, also known as Hayflick limit, after the name of the scientist who first showed that normal cells undergo replicative senescence in culture. Well, very much in contrast to our normal cells, cancer cells do not show senescence and continue to proliferate, resulting in unwanted mass of cells or tumors in the body. Obviously, if we can make cancer cells undergo senescence, that will be great, right, for cancer therapy. Researchers in this report are trying to find senescence-inducing activity in several natural compounds. They use cancer cell culture as a model and put them on natural compounds and see how long they go for, if same as untreated cells or they cut short their lifespan. This time, they report that cucurbitacin B found in Chinese ginseng has strong anti-cancer activity. That means it can kill cancer cells, but very unfortunately, it would also hit normal cells. What they did here was, based on their earlier experience with ashwagandha, made a combination of cucurbitacin B and vidinone, called it Cukwin, and tested its effect on cancer and normal cells. Well, very lucky and very nice, they found that the combination becomes selectively toxic to cancer cells. At even the low doses, Cukwin limited the migration of cancer cells and triggered them to senesce. The whole bunch of molecular assays to test the proliferation, migration, and a senescence profile of cells supported that the cancer cells were put to slow rest by Cukwin, and this was very similar to natural senescence. The details, please see Gerg et al., Journal of Gerontology, 2019. Bye for now. Stay in touch.